dealing with racism, nationalism, and genderism. A particularly widespread aspect of negative behavior in the world today takes the form of racism, nationalism, or sexism. Many members of modern society are filled with hatred toward those unlike themselves. As spiritual warriors, we must not react negatively to the disrespect and injustices perpetrated by prejudiced people. Remember, we cannot fight successfully on a battlefield if we are angry. We lose clarity and dexterity. Our anger, frustration, and despair can also cause serious disease or dysfunction in our own bodies. And finally, if we are filled with negative emotions, these feelings will spill over into our relationships, particularly with those we care about the most. But this does not mean that we should simply deny the existence of racial, nationalistic, or sexist behavior by trying to pretend that everything is in order. As human beings, we require some measure of self-protection. We must refuse to allow ourselves to be victimized by prejudice, remembering that if others see us in racial, nationalistic, or sexist ways, that reflects their own level of consciousness. Even violently prejudiced people are children of God who have temporarily forgotten their true identity. We should feel sad for such persons because by being inhumane to others, they are destroying their own humanity. Our approach should be to love that person, the soul, which is a true essence, but not the actions. In this way, without condoning destructive behavior, we can remain true to our mission of serving others by being living demonstrations of love in action.